Macker sent us a Snapchat this morning.
Snow world. If we have to go to school, we'll get ratty.
So they got off school, but this is happening.
Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Now, I'm going to give you an igloo fact, but I want Dermot to tell in brief terms the igloo escapade you had when you were a child in a golf course.
Making a long story short, me and my mates, when we were about 15, built an igloo on the second fairway of Limerick Golf Club after a big fall of snow. A couple of days later, all the snow had melted except for our highly compacted igloo.
Well done.
Which had inbuilt scaffolding of branches and things, and this was going nowhere. So nobody knew who built the igloo, and the golf club were very angry about it because it was right where the balls tended to land off the tee.
Did you get in the igloo?
I did.
And did it feel warm-er?
Yes, definitely.
Would you have a guess at how much warmer it can be in an igloo than outside?
I wouldn't say that ours was designed to Dermot Bannon's spec now, in fairness. It was a bit of a rush job. I would say it's quite a lot. Is it 8 degrees Celsius I'd go for?
A lot of people guessing 8 degrees, a lot of people guessing 10, up to 10 degrees. It can be 40 degrees warmer inside a properly built igloo than outside. So obviously you're talking about, like, you know, in the Arctic or Antarctic or in the Arctic regions where people tend to live. So Eskimos who build igloos. 40 degrees
Celsius
warmer. Yeah, 100 degrees Fahrenheit warmer than outside. So when it's like minus 40, it can be 0 degrees. When it's minus 20, it can be plus 20 degrees. So they can actually get into their igloo, take off all of their animal clothing that keeps them warm outside and go, I'll just wear my t-shirt inside.
Can't they light fires in it?
Yeah, because you can have a chimney built out of it as well, and you can light your fire and the smoke goes up through it and goes out the top.
Like, how does it not melt?
Yeah,
in fairness,
just like whatever way it's built, it doesn't. It is amazing. 40 degrees. Some more snow facts for you. It can snow when the temperatures are well above freezing. So it can be up to 5 degrees, it can snow. And in some cases, it's been 7 degrees and it still managed to snow. But in that situation, the humidity has to be very low because as the snow falls, the flakes evaporate and cool. So evaporation is more efficient when it's dry. So as long as it's really dry, it can be 7 degrees and still snow.
And also the phrase, it's too cold for snow, is complete rubbish.
I lived in Russia for a year, lads. Minus 36, still snowed, like every single day.
Well, look at the North and South Poles.
Yeah.
It's pretty cold there and snowing quite a lot.
I know that yesterday I told you that snow is see-through, transparent, translucent, whatever you want to call it, but it reflects white lights. That's why we see it as white. And sometimes it can reflect blue light. You can actually get pink snow. It's nothing to do with reflecting light. It's actually algae that grows on the snowflakes and it turns them pink.
Pink snow would be gorgeous.
Or a discarded wham bar.
Yes, that
frozen
too.
In time.
Did you make a snow angel yesterday?
I did not.
That's a shame. My son Sam, he tried to set the world record for the amount of snow angels formed by one human in a back garden in a day. But he would have to work very hard. North Dakota is the place in the world that holds the Guinness World Record for the most snow angels made simultaneously in one place. 8,962 people did it in 2007, which is incredible. Now, we're being told Storm M is going to bring us blizzards. Do you know what a blizzard actually is? What conditions have to be called a blizzard, because it's pretty specific.
You need to be from Mullingar and friends with Brezzy.
You need to not be able to see for a quarter mile, right? So that's your visibility, has to be that poor. The winds have to always be above 35 miles an hour, and the storm must last at least 3 hours, and then it's a blizzard. If any of those things drops below that level, that threshold, it's a snowstorm.
I hope you're listening, Met Aaron.
Yeah,
we'll be watching.